All right, if you listen to the show, you know that every Friday, not almost every Friday, 1108 is something we call, if Steve World rules the world, ruled the world. Let's get right to it. We did the Irish edition. This week, Irish edition 2.0. So happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. If you listened to last week's edition of Steve Ruled the World, you know that St. Patrick wasn't really Irish, but English. True. Look it up. Google it. But beyond that, what else are the Irish lying about? Maybe this whole Irish dancer phenomena. You know, there's actually more Irish dancers in the U.S. than Ireland. That's the only thing that keeps red-haired, curly wig operators in business in this country. Look it up. And Milwaukee has more than their fair share of these Irish dancers. Did you really think there were that many real, actual, red-haired girls and women living in Wisconsin? Come on, man.
You can't handle the truth.
If Steve ruled the world.
Now, a texter asked me about this last week, so I had to put it in here. Can we talk about McDonald's Shamrock Shakes, please? Did you know? I didn't until I Googled it. It was first introduced in 1970 and featured lemon-lime sherbet and vanilla ice cream. It sounds delicious, actually. In 2017, they upped their game. McDonald's introduced a few variants of the Shamrock Shake, including the Shamrock Chocolate Shake. Sign me up. The Shamrock Chocolate Chip Frappe. Nope. Shamrock Mocha, perhaps. And the Shamrock Hot Chocolate. I don't think any of those things have survived, but I could be wrong. Somebody from McDonald's will tell me. It also had its own mascot known as Uncle O'Grimacy. Clever name there. Listen, mascots, as you know, I've talked about this, are creepy. Even when you're talking about St. Patrick's Day, think about it. Have you ever seen a leprechaun mascot that didn't just scare the heck out of you? Even for Notre Dame. Lucky my... How about just scary and creepy?
Most infamous food mascots in history have come from none other than McDonald's, and they've cranked out quite a few in the past half century. Now, there's a lot to be said about McDonald's itself. I'm not even going to get into that here. But you can't deny MCD has had quite a few mascots that have gone down in history for one reason or another. And not always for a good one. Now you may not know this, but Ronald McDonald was in fact not McDonald's first mascot. In fact, the chain technically existed for over 23 years before the enigmatic burger clown first made his appearance on local Washington, D.C. television back in 63.
If Steve ruled the world!
Not just entertainment, but actually interesting information. Now, you know, if you listen, that I'm a big fan of beer.
If you've got the time, we've got the beer. Time to relax. Miller stands clear.
Beer after beer.
If you've got the time,
if you've got the time,
we've got the beer.
Miller beer.
If you... All right, enough of that. Miller High Life, to be specific. This whole green beer thing, though, is just unsettling. I'm just not going to commit to drinking anything that looks like antifreeze. Or some crazy 1970s Kool-Aid concoction that your grandmother made in a glass pitcher that sat in her fridge for a couple weeks. No, thank you. Green beer makes for green puke, and I'm not a fan of either of those.
Are we clear?
Yes, sir.
Are we clear?
If Steve ruled the world.
One of the more recent additions to the St. Patrick's Day lineup is pub crawls. Now, full disclosure, I'm a big fan of pubs. But the notion of stumbling between one to the next in an ever-increasing drunken stupor is really counterproductive to blowing up that notion that I talked about this week on the show, that everybody in Wisconsin is either drunk or knows 10 family members who are. This is never more true than today. Right about now, there are grown adults tripping over themselves in a race to see who can pass out first. Now, because I love to bring you the live sound, let's dip into a local Irish bar and see what it sounds like right now. All right, sounds pretty tame. Let's try one more.
But me? I've had two beers. I'm not that bad.
Don't get aggressive with me now, pal, all right?
The hell?
I'm warning you.
All I'm telling you, mate, is I've had two beers. Is the point of a pub not so people can come and get drunk anyway?
You want something?
Am I on something? Is he serious?
You're losing a pop now with your head there, pal. You're lucky that I'm following the guards. Come on, get out of my sight.
Do you know what? I'm sick of you stereotypical bouncer wankers.
How about one more?
Michael, do you think there's an alcohol problem in Ireland?
There is not. There should be no alcoholics in Ireland. There never was. There's no problem with alcoholics at all.
But what about Tom up the road there?
Tom likes a pint or two. That's about it.
Oh, okay. But what about Martin?
Sure, Martin's no alcoholic. He's fond of a pint, is what Martin is.
Okay, what about Jerry then?
Jerry's a devil for the drink, but he's not an alcoholic. He's a devil for the drink.
If Steve ruled the world.
Oh, that one got me. As a former bartender, one of the things I do like about St. Patrick's Day is that you can find out pretty quickly who can handle their booze and who can't. A couple quick primers on bad drinkers. They all think they're good drinkers, but they're not. They all think they're wiser than the rest of us, but they're not. They all think they're tougher than they really are, but of course they're not. What are they good at? What are they good at is making a fool out of themselves. There's a reason why real Irish folk don't think much of the fake kind. They're not posers. So if your only connection to St. Patrick's Day is that green shirt you trot out once a year, maybe pick a different day to make a fool out of yourself.
Lighten up, Francis.
If Steve ruled the world.
All right, too much tough love? Yeah, maybe. Okay, some more Irish trivia. Did you know the chief export of Ireland is pharmaceuticals? Not Guinness or Irish whiskey. Any real Irishman knows the best Guinness is the kind you drink at a pub in Ireland. And the only reason Irish whiskey is popular here in Wisconsin is that a bunch of deer hunters like to overconsume it during deer hunting season. Want to guess what they import the most? Airplanes and airplane parts. That's what happens when you live on an island, folks. How about the most famous Irish person of all time? Bono, maybe? Now, I'll go with Liam Neeson.
I don't know what you want. If you're looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
If Steve ruled the world.
Not a guy to mess with. All right, let's lighten the mood a bit. How about an Irish version of the Deliverance theme?
I was born on a Dublin street where the Lyle drums did beat. The loving English feet that walked all over us. And every single night, when me da would come home tight, he'd invite the neighbours out with this chorus. Come on, shibboleth and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Kilishandra.
Wow, that was a lot happier than our version. I wonder if Gableman is an Irish name.
You want to put me in jail, Judge Remington? I'm not going to be railroaded.
If Steve
ruled the world. Oh, trust me. Oh, never mind. And last but not least, I hope you have a happy, safe, fun-filled St. Patrick's Day. If you see a lad or lassie that catches your eye, well, for Pete's sake, walk on over and say something. Some clever opening lines for St. Patrick's Day. May every petal on your shamrock bring you joy and good luck. How about this one? Get your lucky charm on with me. No, too forward, maybe. It's your lucky day. You just met me. Easy. Go for it. Chances are you're both drunk anyway. That's this week's
If Steve
Ruled the World. Take us to break, Brandon.
When you're walking through a city street, You could be in Peru, and you hear a distant calling, and you know it's meant for you. So you drop what you are doing, and you join the merry mob. And before you know just where you are, you're in an Irish pub. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. Wherever you go around the world, you find an Irish pub. Now that design is fairly simple, and it usually works the same. You'll have Fraser Houghton scoring in the Ireland-England game. And you know you're in an Irish pub the minute you're in the door.